Hello, hello. Welcome to the WJXC afternoon show for the 21st day of the 11th month of 2017. I am Petey Pete, and one of the good things about running the radio, having a program that is that you get to run into people that you haven't seen for a while. And with me today, I have such a person. And I'm happy to have with me Liz Kirkus, who is a membership director and events coordinator of the Greene County Chamber of Commerce. And
hello.
How are you?
Very well, Pete. Good to see you.
And you are here today because you are going to tell us some festive events that we're having for the holiday season, that is, in Greene County. And
yep.
What I wanted to start out, if you could maybe tell the audience a little bit about yourself first, and we can go from there.
Sure. I, as you mentioned, currently work at the Greene County Chamber of Commerce. I have been living in Catskill since 2010, moved up from Brooklyn, actually. And I actually had, so one of the focuses I'm going to talk about is all the events for Small Business Saturday. And I actually owned a small business right here on Main Street in Catskill, New York for 3 years called Lovely. So Small Business Saturday is really sort of, you know, to me, one of the most fun events that happen in the calendar year and the kickoff of the holiday season.
Right.
So.
Well, let's stop there. And why don't you describe your business for a little bit? Tell us what that's about.
So I had a gift shop which carried independent and local designers on Main Street, and we had it for 3 years. And then after that, I started working at the Chamber of Commerce, which actually has been wonderful because I get to help and support other small businesses that are coming in or existing and, you know, trying to make it happen for themselves. So it's actually was a nice transition to go from small business owner to membership director at the chamber. So I really can speak to small business owners from experience. So it's been really nice.
Right.
Very good. So, yeah. So Small Business Saturday.
So you are a Brooklynite, huh?
Well, originally from North Jersey.
Jersey? Where's that?
Jersey, yeah.
Just joking.
Just that place, you know. Yeah. Very, yeah.
Just joking.
Yep. Everybody seems to be, most people I meet are transplants. I do have a nice handful of friends who were born and raised here, but it's funny how many of us have migrated from the city or Brooklyn or Long Island or, you know, or Jersey. So it's kind of nice. And that's actually bringing a lot of new business and new commerce to Greene County, the number of transplants coming in. That could be a whole nother show if we want to talk about that.
So. That's true. It's true. I mean, I've seen the amount of people that have come to Hudson and Catskill.
Oh, absolutely.
That have really transformed it in so many different ways.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, again, with existing businesses who've been here for years, you know, it's kind of nice to have the balance of the two. And we've seen that a lot at the chamber. We've had people who've recently joined the chamber who've been in business. There was actually a good example up in Oak Hill is Lounsbury Appliances. They've been, I think it's like 84, 85 years they've been in existence. So
cool.
It's just passed down from generation. And the current owners decided to join the chamber because, you know, they want to sort of branch out and, you know, kind of hit some new markets and stuff. So it's kind of nice to see these businesses that have been here and then all these new, you know, businesses that have been springing up all over Greene County.
Well, what I really appreciate is, and I've always said that we need more restaurants and coffee shops, and we really do. We do have some good ones here now on Main Street, which are really blossoming and the big crowds. And that's really fortunate that we're able to come with that. What brought you, or how did you find Catskill, or what brought you here eventually?
Originally, we looked at, we came up to Saugerties. We actually came up in 2007, and we were getting priced out of Brooklyn, which I think is a very common story.
Yes, I hear
Neva
it all the
is
time.
Laughing in the background. Yes. When you realize you're getting priced out of Brooklyn in the city, you tend to, you know, look north. So, you know, had a car at the time, would come up here on weekends, actually would drive up to Hudson sometimes. And we just started looking around and landed in Saugerties one day and started looking at a local paper and realized we could rent a 4-bedroom house for about the same or a little less than we were renting a studio in Greenpoint, Brooklyn.
Wow, nice.
And both worked for ourselves, and we went, huh, that's interesting. And about a month later, we landed in Saugerties, rented for a couple of years, and then actually came over to Catskill. So.
Well, it is beautiful here in the mountains.
I mean, it sure is.
I live on Main Street, and out my window, I have a beautiful view.
I know. It's like people, and it's funny, I like to go and visit. But I'm very thankful when I get either on the train or on the thruway and I'm coming back. And then, you know, just at that point when you start seeing our mountains, it's like part of like my whole body just like relaxes. I'm like, oh, you know, like, well, it's even, like I'm home.
Even coming across the Hudson, even coming across the bridge, I always slow down and
it's so gorgeous.
Just, you know, see the magnificence of the mountains.
It is. Really, it's really like, you know, yeah, traffic kind of goes a little slow sometimes depending on what's going on because we really do have a magnificent, you know, just landscape over here with the mountains. So yes, very nice place to be.
So we do have some things coming on in the wintertime. That's it's pretty annual at this point, isn't it? Where we have the Catskill, what is it called exactly? The Catskill Winter. What are we talking about here?
Well, we got Small Business Saturday, which is coming
up
this Saturday.
Okay.
Yes, so Small Business Saturday. It was initiated by American Express. They sort of started this campaign and wanted to put focus on small businesses. And they used to do all sorts of different kinds of campaigns for Small Business Saturday. And I believe it's on, you know, I'm going to even check my notes here. I think we're on like our eighth year of this for Small Business Saturday, which is great. Yes, it's the eighth annual Small Business Saturday. So what they do is they actually have a great program. And anybody out there listening that has a business, definitely register your business on their site. Just go to American Express, I believe it's /small business, and you can get all sorts of different icons and logos to put, you know, online for your business, either on Facebook or on your website. And they send you promotional items. We've been bringing around promotional items, but it's really putting a focus on shopping small, shopping local, and keeping your dollars in your county and in your towns. So that was the focus that they had started, and it's branched out, and it's really become an exciting event. And, you know, in Greene County, there are many towns that are sort of collaborating with events. One of them I'm going to mention is the Mountaintop. And when I just, you know, it's funny when you come up here and you talk about the different reasons, I mean, the different regions, it's, you know, mountaintop towns, valley towns, and river towns. So Catskill is clearly a river town. But the Mountaintop is actually, they consider it sort of Tannersville, Hunter, Windham. That's sort of like the main, you know, there's obviously a lot of other towns up there, but when they say Mountaintop, it's usually Hunter, Windham.
Right.
But for Small Business Saturday, they've included Tannersville, and it's about 50 businesses, and they've joined forces to offer all sorts of different, you know, sales and deals and stuff. But you can enter, so you, it's this program where you get your passport stamped. I think it's at like 5 different businesses, and you can enter to win gift certificates, and they sort of have grand prizes and stuff. So it's this neat program that they do to encourage people to shop up at the mountain at small businesses. So sort of like that. Yes, that passport will get you a lot more.
I just pulled out. I happen to have my passport on me.
An actual passport in his pocket. Yes.
Right.
Apparently he might be traveling somewhere after the show.
Yes, I got to get out of town.
So that's really great that they've gotten together. Other towns that have, you know, are doing things. We've got Christmas in Cairo, which is also on Saturday, and there's a parade, there's a fair, there's all sorts of stuff going on actually at Gallagher's, which is located there. And there's also Karen's Flower Shop does pictures with Santa. There's some really great stuff. There's also the Community Action is doing. The Cairo Durham Elementary School is having sort of a fair with vendors and stuff, and that's sponsored by Community Action. So that's a really nice thing that's going on.
Oh, wow, that's a lot of stuff, and they are having a parade there too.
So there's just like tons of stuff going on. Obviously, there's, as you mentioned, there's a lot going on in Catskill right now, and there's actually some really nice retail shops that have opened up, as well as existing businesses, and like you mentioned, food and drink. So another thing that people can consider on Small Business Saturday, you know, is, you know, shopping local, getting ready for the holidays. And it's not only retail shops, it's also food venues. So restaurants and cafes, you know, people are buying gift certificates. That's actually a great gift for someone I find that has everything, or someone that likes to go out to eat, but maybe doesn't do it that often. You know, go to your local restaurants, get a gift certificate, get
a
gift
card. That's so true. That's so true.
You know, it's a really great gift. But on Main Street in Catskill, I mean, you have so many options now. just to name a couple of the stores, we've got, you know, there's Mahalo Gift Shop, there's Village Common, there's the Rodney Shop, Corduroy Shop. These are all just like retail shops that have, you know, Magpie's been there, but a few of them have just popped up within the past few years. The Greene County Council on the Arts has their holiday showcase upstairs. There's the gallery downstairs, and they have, so artist artwork is hanging, plus they have the other shop upstairs. So that's a great, again, buying something that a local artist has made, I think really makes a special gift. And then if anybody has been to Coxsackie recently.
Wait, I need to stop you there for one moment because we forgot one shop here.
What's that?
A shop that is up by me. And I just want to mention it because it's a pop-up shop at Objects in the Round.
Oh, yes, at Kristen Ripley's store.
Ripley at 460 Main Street. And they're open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 12 to 6. Those are the new hours.
Oh, very nice, Kristen.
December 17th. And from the 24th until the 26th is the last weekend to see Maxwell's Taylor's Milner's new and slightly used studio furniture art show, which is quite unique, and I've seen it. Yeah, and
I'll have to go and check that out.
Had the grand opening for that, but that's going to be going until the 26th, and I'll broadcast some more events that they're having there. But it's a great hand-printed textile studio in the village since 2014.
That's great, and actually that little nook up there now, because you've got L&M Studio who do the porcelain, and they've been there for a while, and then across from them now is Counter EV,
which is new, and they have some great...
they have some great pieces, and they have their little outlet shop where they actually have their... It's called... I believe it's called Buffalo Green. It's... So basically, he's making furniture out of reclaimed bowling wood.
Right.
Bowling alley wood. And he's taking the pieces that weren't used and then making them into sort of small. So cutting boards, candle holders, you know, more accessible sort of things. So
it's
that
really...
gets... Again, on another conversation for another day, let's talk about creative economy in Greene County, and specifically Catskill. I think that's a really good, we'll table that for now, Pete, and do a whole nother thing. But that's, you know, part of the whole vibe of, you know, the stores I just mentioned are people who are actually making things and selling them. It's an actual creative endeavor, you know, and incorporating other independent designers with them. So I think it's a beautiful thing.
So it's important to know too, and the top of Main Street, there's some small businesses that really should be checked out too.
Yeah, so like I said, top to bottom, if you come to Catskill on a Small Business Saturday, you can start at the top and you can even go all the way down to across from the post office, there's Verdigris Tea Shop. So, you know, again, talking about the whole places to eat and drink and stuff between the restaurants and the stores, you can make kind of a nice afternoon or, you know, or evening coming and walking up and down. So, absolutely. The next town I wanted to just mention is Coxsackie. If you haven't been by Reed Street and Mansion Street lately, there are some new shops. There's the Reed Street Bottle Shop, which now they have a second shop, which Susan has opened, called Pilot House Paper. And it's a really pretty, beautiful card shop and gift shop. And there's also Mansion and Reed, which opened, which is a general store. It's considered a small grocery store and coffee shop offering New York State sourced goods, snacks, sandwiches, and gifts. So picture, it's very similar to what we have out in Palenville, like a Circle W. So it's very nice, like sandwiches, you know, very nice sort of gourmet foods.
Right.
You know, and you can also pick up a cup of coffee or, you know, grab a milk or a loaf of bread kind of a thing. So this is all happening on Reed Street in Coxsackie, which is very cool. And then I actually wanted to just really quickly.
No, you don't have to do it quickly.
Okay, I'll really slowly.
Take your time. We really want to hear. We want to keep it local, and we want to hear every business we can think
about.
I'll
give it to you. I got talking has never been a problem.
Good.
So,
Go for it. So
again, back to small business. So Leeds. So if any of you have been up to Leeds, which is a hamlet of Catskill, so it's literally just keep going up Main Street till you can't go. You know, just keep going past the throughway entrance. You get into Leeds, and some of you have, I'm sure, have been to Gracie's Luncheonette, which is a nice...
Oh, so good.
So good. So they're located there. That's a great small business. Again, get someone a gift card. Go to Gracie's.
True.
If you continue up into Leeds, they have Heartland on Hudson, which is a very nice coffee shop / card shop as well. So that's Nick and Emily. And Emily is a designer who designs cards. They also have other little nice gift items. Nick's been running the coffee shop. They have delicious goods. They have baked goods daily, I think on the weekend, from Catskill Bread Company. Really nice little shop. But before you get to there, There's Art at Leeds, which just opened up. And if some of the listeners remember, I had a benefit in my shop for Better Burmese Healthcare, and it's my friends Robert and Jalin. They have now opened Art at Leeds, and it's this beautiful two-story space where they have a lot of independent and local designers, but they have independent designers from Burma. So absolutely gorgeous. Fabrics, guitars, leatherworks, you name it. They go to Burma, I think it's like 3 times a year.
Nice.
And they've been working with different artists over there, and they've been able to bring back these goods. And they do benefits with a lot of these artists to raise money for their healthcare organization as well. So it's a beautiful space. I've, you know, been there, and Robert actually, they just got back from Burma, and I've seen some pictures of the goods they brought back. So that is definitely worth a stop over the holidays to check it out. It's absolutely gorgeous. And that's, again, that's in Leeds. So, and then obviously there's the Inn at Leeds, you know, restaurant as well. Great place to go to eat, and also great for a gift certificate. So
now I'm going to throw this out there, and I don't know exactly what it is, but I've heard it on the radio show. There's a great donut shop around that area. Do you know what I'm talking about? They actually interviewed, I believe it's either in Leeds or Carroll.
Carroll.
Is it? Do you know the name of it? Yeah, Tom did. He did that interview, and I still haven't. The reason why I bring it up is I haven't brought it up, and it's all made right in the store, and it's just a beautiful place for donuts, from what
I
heard.
Guess who's going to take a visit there this weekend? I'll be going.
More information on that, but I just didn't know if you knew or not.
I'll definitely be going. Yeah, and then just talking about other. You know, restaurants and stuff. Bistro 27, which some of you know is the Catskill Golf Club in Catskill. They have a restaurant there that's open all year, and they're doing a promotion for Small Business Saturday. They'll actually give you a $10 gift certificate for every $50 you spend on gift certificates.
Wow.
So it's kind of a nice give back.
And that's a great place. I've been there before myself, too, so I would, yes.
It's a little, you know, again, it's not on the main street drag, but it's not that far off course. So sort of like if you're going to Leeds, you can just cut off and go down there and check that out.
And it's a great place, depending on the weather. I mean, in the wintertime, seeing the snow come down.
Absolutely.
On the golf course.
It's beautiful.
And I mean, because it's a far wide range area. And
it is. We've had our holiday party for the chamber there before. It's been very nice. And one of the sites I do want to mention to everybody is the Buying Green, Investing Green program. So the Green County Economic and Tourism, Economic Development and Tourism Office has a site called Buying Green, Investing Green. And buyinggreen.com, they've been able to, so you can sign up your business for free. And we're always at the chamber encouraging businesses to do this. And you can go on the site and actually see all the businesses that are around, check them out, go check out their deals for Small Business Saturday. So they did a great program. It says give a gift of green. When you buy local, it's personal. So they made a nice program for Small Business Saturday. So they're really, you know, along with us at the chamber, they're a really big advocate for, you know, bringing business to Greene County. So
let me get this clear. Buyinggreen.com, all the stores that we just talked about, you can look up if we talk too fast or if you.
Exactly. If you'd like to find out more, absolutely.
As well as getting some type of discounts on of them.
If the stores are offering it, they've put that up on their site. But they also will direct link to their websites. The same if you go to greencountychamber.com, you can look up our businesses by category. So you can look up retail shops, you can look up
food,
cafes,
drinks,
restaurants,
coffee.
You know, exactly. So whatever you're looking for between our site and their site, you're bound to find it. So it kind of makes it easy for everybody.
Yeah, right.
To look things up. So, but yeah, so I just, you know, I can't stress enough how important it is to shop local, and not even just during the holidays, just in general. And I'm not by any means bashing a big box store. You know, I feel that all these, you know, entities come together and we need this for an economy to work. But that being said, you know, for you to support a small business, a local business, especially in Greene County, you are keeping your dollars here. You are helping, you know, employ people. You are helping families. And, you know, most of these small businesses give back to the community all the time. So,
true.
You know, I remember being at the store. We were always supporting different local, you know, organizations. So it's a nice cycle that happens when you shop small and you shop local. So I just feel like keeping that in mind anytime that you're shopping or anytime that you're looking for a gift or, you know, and again, I get it. There's certain things that, you know, it's a heck of a lot cheaper if I go to the big store for my, you know, paper towel, toilet paper, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, toothpaste, whatever. But it's like when you're looking for other things, try and, you know, change your mindset to maybe check out some of these other local stores. Like we've right on Main Street, you know, we have the country store. So you walk in there, there's eggs, there's cheese, there's, you know, there's so many like amazing things. And it's like, you know, it's coming from a local place and
local farmers.
Yeah. And so it's like, it's kind of nice. And I know, you know, especially in this region in warmer weather, we've got our farmers markets. So, you know, I try to get into the habit of going to the farm stands and the farmers markets for my fruits and vegetables and, you know, stuff like that first. And if I can't find things, I'm sort of going to the supermarket second.
Well, and with the part and parcel to that, it's a lot of times the fruits and vegetables you get at the farmer's market taste so much better.
Absolutely.
And a lot of the businesses that you go to, you can't get those items at the big business. These are very specific or niche type of products. And the coffees are better than, you know, if you go to a big coffee. Some of these places are great. I mean, so that's, it's not just supporting local, which is so true to do, but you'll find that you really do benefit from going to these smaller businesses that offer things that you cannot get at bigger businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I know that, you know, the Catskill Farmers Market, and I know the other farmers market do accept, you know, the SNAP program and different things. So it's, you know, it's accessible to more and more people, because I think that there's sort of a misconception sometimes, like, you know, oh, well, you know, why would I go to this store and, you know, spend this much when I can just go to this, you know, big box store and get it for cheaper? Well, you have to really look at the quality and what you're getting.
That is so true.
You know, I mean, some things, like I said, you're going to get it at a big box store. That's fine. But there's other things like, you know, if you really want to get somebody a special handmade gift, if you really want to get, you know, some local honey, some bread, some food, you know, so it's like you have to sort of think, you know, think small, but also think globally. Like, you know, what is the impact on what you're buying and where does it come from and how does it get here? Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like when you start putting that into your daily lives and start thinking about that, you know, you appreciate the small business owner more and you appreciate what they're doing.
Well, it used to be, society used to be that you'd get all your food within 5 miles
right.
of where you live. And now you get, in one hamburger, you get 50 different pieces from 5 different countries.
Exactly.
I mean, and I'm not being facetious with that either.
No, I know. It's so hard. And, you know, it's hard for people to realize that sometimes. And, you know, and I realize it's hard for people. And it's also hard for families who have, you know, have multiple kids and they're on the run. And they're, it's just, there's many factors that go into people's choices. But I think the more we openly talk about it and the more we try and support our local businesses, it just, it's going to benefit all of us in the long run.
Right.
It absolutely is.
Right.
So, that being said, we do have, so the chamber, does have annual events that they throw, and one of them is our holiday party, which is coming up here in Catskill on Wednesday, December 6th, and it's at Joe's Garage right up here on Main Street.
Right across from where I live.
There you go.
Perfect.
And if anybody has not been or seen Joe's Garage, it is a beautiful venue that we actually have right here in Catskill on Main Street, and it's Michael and Joe took it over and renovated it. When I say renovated it, they did everything over.
I know.
It's a big
yes. Believe me, they have really renovated it. It's such a nice party place right now.
Exactly. Anybody who remembers that it actually was like a garage, like full on, like doing oil changes. It was
right.
a garage.
Yep.
So now it's this big, beautiful open space with nice, you know, beams and windows, and they've got a great little back area, sort of patio area where they have pulled up food trucks in the past and done events. And the Greene County Council on the Arts just had their big Patfield fashion show there. And so there's been many events that have been held there. But we had our holiday party there last year. We're having it again this year. It's open to everybody. It's $20 for members, $25 for non-members. And it's just a really nice way to sort of end the year and sort of, you know, everybody get together and, you know, business owners, just townspeople from all over, and just sort of meet people and just be, you know, like a happy affair. So we encourage anybody who would like to come, let me know, just so, because we are having it catered. So if you can, anybody who would like to come, please
RSVP,
yes, to info@greencountychamber, and that's Green with an E, greencountychamber.com. We would love to see you. And yeah, like I said, that's on Wednesday, December 6th at Joe's Garage. And we have Creekside Catering is doing the food again this year.
Great, which is another local
Yes, another local business. And yeah, and Sean's actually, Sean Maher, who owns Creekside, has been doing a lot of catering. He catered the Thomas Cole annual party this year.
Okay.
And he's been doing, he's done some stuff for the DRA Dance Festival, for Lumberyard. He's done a bunch of big catering gigs. He also does very small catering gigs. If you have an office party that you you got 10 or 20 people or whatever and you need some food, he does that as well. But he's another great business. He's having gift cards for the holidays. So again, you know, between, again, if you want to go way top of Main Street, you've got, you know, Tatiana's, you've got at the golf club, you've got Tatiana's, then you can slide all the way down from, you know, La Concordora to, you know, it's funny when people say they can't find anything to eat sometimes on Main Street, I kind of look at them and go, okay, maybe a couple years ago.
Yeah, you know? That's, like, that's what I said at the beginning of the program, that yeah. I really noticed that's changed, and that was something that we really needed, and we're really fortunate
yeah.
to have it.
Yeah, we've had some, you know, some staple places that have been there, like I mentioned, like Tatiana's and La Concordora, and there's Casa Latina and
New
Village
York.
Pizza. Yeah, now you've got New York Restaurant, you've got Hilo, you've got Wasana's, you got, you know, it's like there's so many places going down. You know, you've got Creekside, which is just like a little off the beaten path, but that's just all with... It's really just
Crossroads.
The, Crossroads. It's all yeah, and the taproom at Crossroads. We just, well, we'll talk about the, briefly why I have a little bit of less of a voice than I usually do. Was last Wednesday we had our business after hours at the new Crossroads taproom, which is on Water Street, and it's an amazing space. That being said, we also had their ribbon cutting plus. Four other ribbon cuttings on the same day.
Right.
So it was just, you know, the Black Bridge, which I think has been talked about on some shows on GXC, has reopened as a walking bridge. And that's basically connecting across the creek from kind of where like past Coney Island is to the back of where the Crossroads Tap Room is. So we had the ribbon cutting for that, which was great. And then we shifted it on up to Main Street, and we had our ribbon cutting for Pistol Whip Design, which is Michelle Williams' new florist, which is this cute little space right next to the Main Street Barber Shop. So it's this little sliver of a place right by where the municipal parking is,
right.
And beautiful floral shop. And then we went down the street a little bit and went to Artists and Revolutionaries, which is a couture clothing store, which John Michael has a shop in Hudson, and then he has one in Connecticut as well as in Catskill, New York. So that was the number. So we went from the bridge to the florist to the
right.
to Artists and Revolutionaries. Then we went back to Crossroads for our monthly business after hours, which was held there, which we did their ribbon cutting. So that was number four. And then after that, we went back up to Main Street to 394 Main, which the Bagnells own, and had been a coffee shop wine bar, and then they had closed for a little while, and now they're reopened with the help of Daniel Combs, who is doing a wine bar. So he's doing wine bar and tapas, and that's 394 Main. So that was number five. So from 4 o'clock till about 9 o'clock, it was ribbon cuttings in the village.
Right. Well, that actually sounds like a lot of fun.
It was on paper. It was extremely overwhelming, but actually, it flowed very nicely. And it
probably
was
got easier as you.
It so did. Yeah. After
dabbled,
you know,
in
like,
libations.
Yeah, we got this. You know, so it was good. But I think that's just an example of just how progress is happening. People are coming up here. Things are opening. There's some excitement in Greene County now, you know.
Well, it's true. I mean, the Catskill specifically is a place to be or a place to visit because, look, at just the things that you announced right there, the coffee, the clothing, the restaurants, the florist, and on and on and on. So, I mean, there's a lot of places to be, a lot of places to go.
There is.
And we have a big event coming up on Saturday. You can always... Why don't you go through that again about what they need to visit for that, where if we went too fast or you weren't able to get it all or you are interested and you want a place to go to find out exactly what we're talking about, what are the places they can visit again?
So they can come to our website, which is greencountychamber.com, and they can look up businesses by type of business. So whether it be retail shop or cafe, you can look up the different businesses that belong to the chamber in Greene County. You can also go to buyinggreen.com, which is the Greene County Economic Development and Tourism website, Economic Planning Development and Tourism website, which will list out businesses, and you can look by town. So on their site, you can go to Catskill, Cairo, all the different towns, and look, and they'll give you a nice little map to show you where things are. So,
as well as if there's any discounts going on.
Exactly.
With that too,
so if anybody put promotions on, but I would say probably 98% of the small businesses on Small Business Saturday do offer something. They've either got like a 10% off, or they're having different sales in their shops. I mean, it's kind of like an intrigue to get people in.
Yeah, that's a great motivation.
It is. It really is. So a lot of people are doing specials and have, you know, different events going on in their shops. So it's definitely worth it. And so I would say definitely come out and support local businesses.
It's all about the local.
Absolutely.
So what's going on for Thanksgiving? Anything? Are you going to pardon your turkey this year, or are you actually going to go for it?
I am laying low, actually, yes. I really need to lay low this year. But, it's interesting what different people do for Thanksgiving. I grew up in a house where I had European parents. My relatives did not live in the States, and I'm first generation over here. So Thanksgiving for us was kind of very different than Thanksgiving for my friends. So we got invited to people's houses most years, or we were kind of like the A Christmas Story, where they end up going out for the Chinese dinner, you know, like that was kind of
I have done that throughout the years, actually, in my earlier years. So yes, I could totally relate to that one.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, my mother's like, I don't really like turkey that much. I don't want to cook it for four people, you know, kind of a thing. So last year we actually went out to Indian food in Hudson, that place that opened up on, was it Fairview Ave?
Yeah.
That used to be like a Wendy's or something.
Yep.
So we had Indian Thanksgiving, but just the wrong kind of Indian. It was very delicious, though. So yeah, I know. I'm not sure, but I think we're probably just laying low this year.
Right. Well, and then Saturday's coming up, so we got that to look forward to.
Exactly. Yeah. So for me, I need that day of rest so I can gear up for working on Friday and Saturday this year. But
So, Liz, is there anything else we need to know about the community, or you think we covered it all?
Well, you know, it's funny. Now you've inspired me to come up and talk to you about some other things. I would like to further a discussion on creative economy in Greene County. Like I said, we touched upon it.
Well, let's make that happen. Let's create a time to get specific with that.
We will do that.
Because we got all this now, but I think that's very important, especially concerning the community.
I think it is, and I think it's, you know, I'd like to get into what that is, because I feel like there's different terms and words being thrown around and people not understanding, and people who maybe aren't into the arts but want to know what's happening, or, you know, want an introductory to it. I think that, you know, we take for granted that some people don't know what creative economy is. And in order to understand it, I think we need to really explain it to the people. So I would like to get into that another time. But thanks for having me on. I hope, you know, any of the listeners who need more information, absolutely, you can always call the chamber as well, 518-943-4222. And if you need any information about businesses in Greene County or things that are happening, feel free to call the office.
Well, I don't want to be on the possibility of being redundant here. Why don't we give them the websites one more time?
Absolutely. So we've got greencountychamber.com, and that's green with an E. And we've got buyingreen.com, and that's also green with an E. So those would be two websites that I would definitely encourage people to go on. And like I said, any questions that you have, please, you know, give us a call at the chamber. We'd love to help you out. Anybody looking to start a small business or interested in starting a small business, again, we would love to have the discussion with you. You know, again, so that's our main thing. The Chamber of Commerce is a membership-based organization that's here to support our members in growing their business. So obviously we'd love to help anybody out that we can.
Well, Liz, thank you so much
for
showing up here.
Thanks, Eva.
I appreciate it so much. And remember, it's all about keeping it local.
Keeping it local, people. Eat, drink, and shop local.